Hello.
Hello, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. We are not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. I would like you to know that there are no right or wrong answers, and you are free to answer them no to any question. And all of your responses are confidential. Are you native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I'm not a native of New Orleans.
You are not native. Okay. So you moved to the city, right?
Right.
Did you move to New Orleans after 2005 or before 2005?
Before.
Okay. Do you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. What are two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
Right now, I don't like anything about it.
Okay, something that maybe it could be good, or you consider it something good for you, or you like about
well,
it?
Well, there are good restaurants, and there are good, there are good plays at the Sanger on Canal Place. On Canal Street. There's good entertainment.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
Politics. The crime.
Oh, understand. And give me a second. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following statements? What you pay for housing mortgages or rent? Are you very satisfied with that? Somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I own my house and have owned it for quite a while, so I don't know what the, I know that the rents are very high, but so I'm going to say just satisfied because I have friends that rent.
Okay. You said dissatisfied, right? We have not at all satisfied or little satisfied.
I'm not satisfied.
Not satisfied. Okay. The preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Safety from property crime.
Corporate crime?
Property crime.
Say it again. Property crime?
Yeah.
I am not satisfied. I am dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, the monthly cost for electricity and water. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
What do you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Oh, I'm totally dissatisfied with that. I'm paying for city leaks, water leaks, power outages.
Now, what do you pay for food and household goods? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
A little bit satisfied.
A little bit, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. So somewhat satisfied.
Right.
Okay. Now, availability for affordable housing. I'm sorry. That would be
extremely dissatisfied.
Okay. The financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
It would be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay.
You have to get a new HVAC. house.
Okay. Now, safety from violent crime. It would be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
And equal economic opportunities for people like you. Would you be very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. Now, have any of the following been a not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? The health of you or your family members has been very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant cause of the stress in your life during the past year?
Not significant.
Not significant. Would be not very significant or not at all significant?
Not very.
Okay. Meeting monthly household expenses would be very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant?
Not very significant.
Your ability to handle around your community and the city. I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat that. Is your ability to get around your community and the city would be very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, but not at all significant?
It's significant. It's not very significant. I'm tired of pointing. Is it a puddle or a pothole?
Okay, so let's say it could be somewhat significant, would you say?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Now, the safety of your family members, that would be very significant, somewhat significant, very not very significant, or not at all significant?
It's very significant.
Okay. And your job stability, that would be very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant?
I'm retired, so it's not at all significant.
Okay. Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. Making the city safer. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little confidence.
Okay. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little confidence.
Improving garbage collection in the city. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little confidence.
Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Did you see how the French Quarter flooded yesterday after a 30-minute rain? Very little confidence.
Okay. Improving the city streets and traffic lights. That would be a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little confidence.
And creating more better paying jobs in the city. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little confidence.
In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans City government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor job.
Now, I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Much less safe.
What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? I'm going to give you some examples. Release of on bail from violent crimes, not enough police officers, transportation, housing, too many guns, employment opportunities, education opportunities, lack of access to mental health or social services, personal family problems.
And what do you want me to pick the one I think is the most?
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans of the ones that I read to you?
Too few police officers.
Okay. Do you want to select another one? I can repeat them for you if you wish.
The lack of arrests, and they don't keep them in jail. Bond. Too many out on bond.
Okay.
And poor education.
Education. Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you. For each of the following, tell me if you think it will be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults. That will be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective.
Not at all effective. It is offered through schools, and they don't take advantage of it.
Okay. Better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. That would be very effective.
Yeah, that would be very effective.
Okay. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. That will be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective.
That might be a little bit effective.
Okay, we have not too effective, not at all effective, or somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Create more opportunities for job training. That would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective.
That would be somewhat effective. If there's
providing
jobs,
more,
you get trained.
Providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth. You consider that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
That, I think, would be somewhat effective.
And increasing the police presence in your community. That would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective.
To increase it in my community, you'd have to see one, and that would not be enough. So, somewhat effective if there was more than one.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans. Tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans. Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments, condominiums. You think that will be very effective, somewhat effective, that will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
It hasn't been too helpful. There are 53 residences built in Central City that went from low income housing, which is what they were built for, and guess what? They're Airbnbs, 53 of them.
Oh, okay. So you said not too helpful in this case, right?
Have been too helpful.
Okay. Now, create more homeownership and financing classes. You consider will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful.
It might be helpful.
Okay, so it would be very or somewhat helpful?
Somewhat helpful.
Okay. Now, build accessory dwelling. Do you need a small home on home with separate entrance on an existing property? That will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful.
Well, that's what they did to those apartments, those buildings in the Marriott on on Bartholomew Street. So that's not too helpful.
Okay.
Because they turned them into Airbnbs.
Now, create adult co-living communities for people to live together. You consider that very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
I don't see that as being helpful at all. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And build micro houses such as tiny cottage or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces. That will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not at all helpful.
I think that would be sort of helpful.
Somewhat helpful, would you say,
yeah,
or
somewhat.
Very helpful?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Do you strongly agree with that sentence, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neutral?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, now I'm going to read to you the names of several elected officials for each. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve. The New Orleans City Council, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
The New Orleans Police Department, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or neither?
I'm kind of neutral. I'm neutral on the police department.
Okay. The sewage and water board. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
When
okay, I get
finally,
my bill, I strongly do. But most days I don't.
Okay. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The quality of life for me and my family will improve. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Now, young people will leave New Orleans to find new opportunities elsewhere. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Young people will enjoy a better quality of life, better than their parents. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree? I strongly disagree.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. I'm going to read the income. Please stop me at the range which best describes your household income. It's less than $35,000, from 36 to 50, from 51 to 74, for 75 to 99, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. It will be from 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above.
61 and above.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grade, some college or trade school, college grade, graduate or professional school.
Graduate.
I have to ask
graduate
you.
School.
Yeah. I know you mentioned this, but I need to ask you just for the survey. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
Nope.
Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans?
I drive my car.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, ma'am, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Well, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Survey about how I feel about New Orleans.